Jeff Cooper, President and CEO, Renewable Fuels Association. Well, the Renewable Fuel Standard final volumes for 2019 will be issued by the end of this month. We're confident that for conventional biofuels, which is mostly corn ethanol, we're going to see the statutory volume of 15 billion gallons. However, we remain really concerned about the way EPA is effectively reducing that volume by issuing these small refiner exemptions. You know, we saw earlier this year that the former EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt had, basically let 49 oil refineries out of their legal obligations to blend renewable fuels. That's not sustainable, and we're very hopeful that Administrator Wheeler will not pursue those exemptions in the same way that Pruitt did. So we're keeping a very close eye on that as well.
And exports, have those been impacted by trade, or how are exports for ethanol looking?
Well, we're expecting record ethanol exports this year, somewhere in the range of 1.6 to 1.7 billion gallons. That'll be more than 10% of what we produce this year. So, you know, one out of every 10 gallons of our product is going offshore today. That's remarkable when you think about 10 years ago, we weren't exporting hardly any ethanol. So we've really come a long way in developing export markets over the past decade. It's been a real bright spot for the industry this year, but we are facing a number of challenges there as well. China, which had been one of our top markets in the past, is closed. It's closed its doors to U.S. ethanol, and so we're not exporting a drop to that market today. Reopening China would be huge for our industry, so we're very focused on that. We've got some other tariffs and barriers in other key markets like Brazil. We have some challenges, but even with those barriers and obstacles, the export market has been a great story this year.
That's really great. And then that's a lot of what I wanted to touch base on. Anything we haven't discussed you want to make sure is added in?
No, I don't think so. Thank you very much.